Hello. We were just practicing a new song, so we're going to sing it for you, inspired by the cloud that we're living in at the moment. Beautiful though it is, I did want to see the Blue Mountains. I'll never see them in that. We'll have to do a lot of energy shifting and cloud busting. Maybe tomorrow. This one's called Fishing. And it was inspired, John and I live together. This is John, my husband, for the moment. We're surviving the tour. Over here we've got Boo Herdin, you might have heard earlier. He's got another gig tomorrow. And behind me I've got Kevin Maguire, getting out of the house, from Fife. And Alan Kelly all the way from Galway for you as well. So this song was inspired by the rain, of which we know of in Glasgow. It's kind of, this seems like rain, but it's not really rain. But we have a child who has been 14 for a good 20 years now. And he hates the rain because he can't go out. And he always gets annoyed when it rains and he asks me to fix it, sort of thing, or assumes I can fix it. But anyway, we get the brunt of his anger. So John here wrote this song about our predicament. And we call him the Wayne. That means child, the Wayne. So you'll hear him in this song. This is The Moon Is Mine. I like dedicating this to all those people that think they've got no love in their life and no Valentines and But they got the moon and the stars and the flowers that grow in the air that we breathe, etc. As if that makes up here. But I'm going to imagine it. We have a situation at home where Rupert Murdoch married Jerry Hall. Do you know her? And as my grandmother used to teach me, and I think Jerry was listening in, if you're going to marry a man, girl, make sure he's plenty money and one foot in the grave. So well done, Jerry. She's listening. She's listening. So this is for her. The moon is mine. When it all goes to pot, she'll at least have the moon and the stars and half the world's money. Here we go. A one, two, three, four.
Bad news for the sinners when his blood is red. And the moon is mine. Skim a stone across the river, throw my body in the wishing well. I can't afford the cost of living, but the branches is living. Oh, no one should call me baby. No valentine again, but the moon.
It's a song called Macushla, and Macushla is the Irish for my darling. And in this song, it's not, you know, there's a guy called John McCormack who sung Macushla. He sung this sort of old version of it way back at the turn of the last century. Macushla, my darling. It's all about that. And it was all about, like, at that time, when people used to create whole families just by dropping a hanky or fluttering an eyelash. That's the only reason we're here, totally random events like that. So this song sort of celebrates those times. Oh, a bit loud there. John's going crazy. It's a bit loud there for John. Got it? I'm gonna just turn it down a bit. Anyway, in this song, Macushla is the darling. And of course, he's falling in love with her. And I just want you to sing the chorus with me, if you don't mind. I'll teach you the words. Love is forever. Yes, love is for aye, which means forever in Scottish. No doubt, no question, no wondering why. A clear crystal fountain is shining on high. All to please Makushla. And I'll teach you the air of it, see if you can get it. It's a lot of words, I know. Maybe I have to write it down a bit or something. I don't know. Get your pens out or something. Love is forever, yes, love is for aye. No doubts, no question, no wondering why. A clear crystal fountain is shining on high. All to please Makushla. Will you try it with me? Love is forever. No doubt, no question.
No doubt, no question.
No wondering why.
No wondering why.
A clear crystal fountain.
A clear crystal fountain is shining on high.
All to please.
All to please. Makushla.
Kevin, will you turn the audience up? You need to sing louder, okay? A one, two, three, a two.
On his lips and light in her eyes.
turn the whole level down a bit. So this is all about how easy it is to make love to a woman in a kilt. As written by Robert Burns. So in this song, Charlie is walking through the town, written by Robert Burns. And he sees a woman up at the window, probably up near the Paragon, whatever it's called, that shop up there, just at the top flat. And he runs up the stairs and tirls at the pin, which means rings the doorbell, and she lets him in. And because he's in his kilt, his Highland dress, she sits on his knee, and then the deed is done within seconds. And then in the last verse, she's upset because she can't go through the town because of all these men in their kilts. So I just want to say that if they get their independence in Scotland, stay a good 6 feet away from an Aberdonian in a black watch kilt. That's all I'm saying. Your fair warning there. That was your warning.
Yeah.
sometimes going up and up, it needs to go down and down.
So we were singing in Mauchlin, the town of Mauchlin. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Mauchlin. It's about the same size as this town. Nothing bothers it but the Sunday bell, or, you know, the kind of crowds on a Friday night, maybe going out for a bit of a party, wait for taxis at 3 a.m. and all that. Most people that go to Mauchlin for the summertime in June, or summertime, they hold this holy fair that you can turn up to. And it's basically based on a holy fair that happened in 1787 when Robert Burns was living there. And I was invited to sing at the holy fair, and there was a big crowd with daddies and their wains on their shoulders, and there was some bouncy castles, and there was some women dressed up as if they were from 1787. And what was really interesting was it was like 4 p.m, and there was quite a lot of real drinking going on already. And there was a couple of lasses with glittery cowboy hats on, and quite hefty they were. They had t-shirts that only came up to there. And they were having a party, and it was already 4 o'clock. And anyway, I was really excited about singing in Robert Burns' town. And there's a song that he wrote in that town called I Walkin' Home. And the chorus goes, I walkin' home, walking still and weary, sleep I can get me, for thinking of my dearie. And I walking home means I'm always awake. So while I was trying to teach the audience this song, I walking home, the three lasses with the different coloured glittery cowboy hats shouted, Eddie, sing perfect! Which is a song I sung way back in the mists of time. And I kept persevering. I walking on. Eddie, sing perfect! Walking still and weary. And then I heard, did you steal my vodka? And I looked, and Brenda, which was one of those names, had turned around and punched a 6'5" man because they had the same brown paper bag. His had crisps in it, but she thought it had her vodka in it, so she had thumped him. Did you steal my vodka? And I saw over on this side, we have these police that have high-vis jackets on, quite neon, and I could see this kind of snake-like yellow path coming through the crowd, heading to Brenda. And so what I did was I just stopped singing I Walkin' Home and said, right everybody, welcome on stage, Brenda and her two pals, and we're going to sing perfect for you. So they came up on stage and I managed, they didn't get arrested because of me. There we go. Okay, well, I saved the day. And they came up on stage and they were standing around poor Boo's microphone and they were pulling his trousers down and they were in the poor soul. They enjoyed it a bit, didn't you, not at all. Anyway, we call them the Mauchlin Bellies now because we remember how it probably was the same 300, 200 years ago anyway. You know, these kind of women and men that were all hanging about. But anyway, they came up on stage and they were doing the whole, it's got to be perfect. And then one came up to, I think it was Brenda's pal, came up and pulled her top up and showed her bra off and said, and they were massive, you know, and she just, would you sing my bra, Eddie, in the middle of the solo, and I just said, put them away, there's kids, there's wains out there, for God's sake, I'll tell you after, I'll sign your t-shirt afterwards. She said, you're not signing this, this was 12 quid out of Marks and Spencer's. But when I think of this song, I Walkin' Home, I think of Robert Burns waiting for his lover, and I hope to God it wasn't Brenda. He's waiting for it at 3 a.m. But I'll teach you the chorus again so you remember it. Don't sing perfect. Don't shout for perfect, because I will sing perfect, so me Brenda's out there, okay? Even ones in disguise. So the chorus is, I Walkin' Home, walking still and weary, sleep I can get me. Far thinking of my dearie, I walk in all. Do you want to try it? All the high notes the fellas can do, never mind glasses. I walk in all, walking still and weary. Sleep I can get me, for thinking of my dearie. I walk in all. Yeah, I don't know where's Alan going? Oh, sorry, run away. So here we go. This is I walk. Thank you. lot. I've got a lot more Robert Burns songs, but this one I want to sing you is about my children. I have two boys, and they're about 6'4", and they still live with me. I've tried everything, but just tried not washing their socks and all that. But I end up doing that anyway. I was an 18-year-old myself a long time ago, and I remember feeling like they do now. You know, for a couple of years, not even spoke to me. But I was really frightened one time because the youngest went off on a snowboarding holiday with Snowman and Freddy. It was a skateboarding, actually, holiday down in the south of France. And I went to France when I was 18, but I kind of forgot. And so I panicked and thought that maybe he was arrested because he didn't phone me for 4 weeks and I didn't know where he was. And I phoned my mother in Glasgow. I phoned her up. I said, "Mum, I don't know where Sam is. He's not phoned me. He could be murdered or anything. I don't know where he is." And she said to me on the phone, this is true, "Welcome to my world." I put the phone down. 35 years, she held a grudge. That's a Glasgow woman for you. So we wrote a song for our children that we have to let go of, really. We have to stop trying to get their Facebook passwords. We have to just let them go. That's it. Voice of authority over there, did you hear that? Everybody gets quiet. So this is for my two beautiful babies. Sail, baby, sail, out upon the sea, only don't forget to come back to me. And I'd like to also dedicate this to Kevin Maguire, who has 3 kids under the age of 7, and he's asked me to tell you thank you very much for getting them out of the house. And also, I just want to say that I'll be over there after the gig selling CDs. You can't get them in the shop. You can only get them over there. And they're only $500 each because the sons have totally demolished my home in the time that I've been here. I'm not joking. Not at all. Baby's boots, silver moon, sailing in the sky. Baby's fish, the dreams, fishing near and far. The dreams, sail, baby, sail, out upon the sea, only don't forget. Go fishing near and far, his lion's a silver moonbeam, his bait's a silver star. John wrote a... Actually, I think what we'll do now, I do this little tribute. People say that you can't really die because, well, no one can leave us because they're not that powerful. You know what I mean? They're always with us. And if you say the name, then they can't really die. So I'm going to say the name Amy Winehouse. And I've got a song I really identified with her. I thought she reminded me of a wee me when I was 17 and starting out and loving singing. And I saw how she unraveled a wee bit. And the industry would do that to you if you're not strong and don't have a welder father that will keep you on your feet, which my dad did. And the way my dad kept me on my feet was no matter how many Brit Awards or MBEs or honorary degrees I got, I hadn't really done well until he heard the Celtic supporters singing "It's Got to Be Celtic." Then he said to me, "Hen, you finally made it." But I want to sing this for you. This is "Love is a Losing Game." Brenda. wherever she may be in the world. Are you getting my vocal out there? I'm just not very... Okay, good. That's fine. That's a bit loud, that, Kevin. To a New Year party at my father's house. 1967, somewhere around there. And I just wanted to say to you that if ever you want to teach your children how to sing songs, just shove them in a house full of drunks that like singing songs to me. Because that's how I was brought up with music. I remember people, you know, I had a big granddad who was like a sergeant major. He was in the Second World War and all that, and he sort of frightened the life out of his sons. He frightened the life out of me. But when he sung songs, he turned into a flapper girl from the 60s, the Hollywood of it. But he was one of those, you know, Clyde worker, shop steward, loved his wife so much he nearly told her, that kind of guy. Did you get them here, Mrs. That's the type of guy who, you know, just, I told you I liked you, I've done it. That was it, that was. But he always, in the party, you always had to sort of sing, so they took the records off quite early. And us youngins, we were kind of shoved in the room with sandwiches and fizzy ginger. So the party would start, there'd be maybe Auntie Betty in a chair at the side singing. Once I had a secret love. Go on, Betty, come on. That left within the heart of me. Arthur, Betty's singing. All too soon, my secret love. And my Uncle Shug would come in, and he didn't have any teeth. And he'd start singing, if you get to the like I know to the. Not knowing that Betty was singing. So she'd go, from the highest hill. Shug would go, aye, they heard you, Betty, sorry. They heard you in the gorbals and there's like three buses away. Then there would be maybe my dad doing Elvis. Let's have a party, serve to the store, let's buy some more, let's have a party tonight. And his brow cream would get splashed all over the walls while he was doing the rock and roll. My dad was, our family, we were kind of socialistic. Working men, working class, working poor, they call it, right? I don't think it's class, I think it's just working poor. We're all equal. That's the way they taught me. We have had two families in Scotland where I came from. One family had a picture of a pope on the wall, and another family had a picture of a king on the wall, or royalty of some kind. My mum and dad, all those years, had a picture of Elvis Presley on the wall. He was our king, our god. That, if you came to the house and you didn't like Elvis, you had to sit down while my dad played you every Elvis record that you had. And you would like him by the end of it. So the party would be in full swing. My granda would be singing, Uncle Shug would sing. My Uncle Donnie would be lying in the middle of the floor there. And his wife, my Auntie Marion, would say, just walk over him, hen. He gets a wee bit religious this time of night. And he'd have fallen down on the floor in the middle of the song that he was singing, which was, and my dad would kick him and he'd jump up again and he'd go, would you never let me hold me down on the tower. That song's called High Noon. I never knew there were words to that song. Oh, no. We here at High Noon. Who's now give my love for him? What would that do to me? That was my Uncle John. But the party was never ended. Ever. It never ended. We had parties for everything. We had parties if you passed your driving test. We had parties at Christmas, New Year that went on to the 25th of January. We just had parties all the time. Baptisms, weddings, everything was just a party. So I'm going to be my mother, who had a voice that was very sweet. And she was the more Irish side of the family. And and the party wasn't kind of over at all, ever, and she couldn't escape unless she sung a song. So her name was Jean. So you're the party. There's about this amount of people in a two-bedroom flat in Moody Hill. And you have to ask Jean for a song in the way that they always did. So ask me for a song and I'll show you what she did. Jean for a song. Oh, you're not singing. No, I'm not singing the night. No. I'll sing a song. He sung that My Ding-a-ling last year. Come on, Kevin. My ding-a-ling, my ding-a-ling. No, I'm not singing. I'm so grown. Oh. And then my granddad's like, order! Order! Jean, sing. Grow up. Can I have a Bacardi, please? Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style. Someday, you dreambreaker, your heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going. Sing you a Robert Burns song now. This is My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose, which I think he wrote for quite a few women. Apparently it's for his wife, Jean Armour, who famously said Robert should have had 12 wives because he was so fanciful with the women. I don't think he ripped anybody off, I just think he fell in love all the time. And he looked like Johnny Depp, so you don't blame the woman for fancying him back. But this is his My Love Is Like a Red, Red Rose, and I'm going to sing it for you since Boo's tuned up. And you know that thing where we go off and then you clap a lot and we come back. Can we not bother with that? It's a load of rubbish. And also, I'm too old to go off and on like that. So I'd rather just stay on and I can fit another song in that space. That's it. Thank you very much. Just so you know the time now. This is better to me than a hook. My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My heart is like a melody that's sweetly played in tune. This fair Lord, thou, my bonnie life, so deep in love. Thank you very much. I fell in love with Robert Burns a few years ago, and I found in him I used to think it was just rich people with haggises that stabbed them at some in the 25th of January, but I found out that he was just like us. And I'm going to tell you about his pal, Willie Stewart. He had a pal called Willie Stewart. And if you go to Dumfries ever, go to the place that he used to drink in called the Globe Inn. And in the Globe Inn, they found that they had an extra room that they didn't know about. And they discovered it in the 70s. And the reason they discovered it was because the window cleaner charged them for two more windows than they usually paid for to get cleaned. And they had this big argument with a window cleaner. And they asked the guy, what do you mean 11 windows? We've only got nine. He said, no, come on out and we'll show you. So he pointed to the two windows that were attached to nowhere else except the Globe Inn. And so they went in and they sort of tapped the wall and they opened a panel and there was a door with a knob on it and they opened it up, creaked it open, and there was a four-poster bed, tiny wee room, four-poster bed with the original horsehair mattress full of dust and a beautiful fireplace with a bell just at the side of the bed that when you pulled it, rang a bell downstairs. And I'm like, oh, where did they know what that was? I used to just see this bell, didn't know where it went. But it turns out that it was Robert Burns's room and he used to sleep in that bed with various barmaids. And it was 200 metres from his house, but he used to spend the night there. And Jane Brown, who now runs the pub, has told me to tell you, if you ever go there, you can ask to spend the night in the four-poster bed. They've decked it all out with Robert Burns pictures. And there was two old ladies decided to spend the night in this old bed, just to be close to Robert Burns. And Betty said to the other one, Janet, look at that picture of Robert Burns. Would you know, have him casserole you? And Janet said, casserole? Do you know mean caress you? No, I mean put the fire on for a low peep for 3 hours. But I recommend that if you do go and spend the night in the wonderful Dumfries Globe Inn, that you take a bottle of disinfectant with you, because I still think it's the same horse's hair that was in there at the beginning. And also, on the window was found inscribed the words of this next song that I'm going to sing you. In the slow verse, may he whose arms shall enfold thy charms possess a loyal and true heart. To him be given to ken the heaven he holds in Polly Stewart. And that little bit was for Willie Stewart's daughter, his best friend Willie. So it's been a blessing singing for you. I'd like to thank Alan Kelly, Boo Hardeen, John Douglas, Ken McGuire, and the Kevin. So the chorus, if you can manage it, is, you're welcome, Willie Stewart. You're welcome, Willie Stewart. There's ne'er a flower that blooms in May that's half so welcome as thou art. If you can't get that last line, just go, and at the end of it, Alan's going to play us out with a wee reel. So if you fancy a wee dance, we'll do a dance to the opposite of a rain dance and get rid of that rain. Ready? Thanks very much for coming to listen to us. And I'll be down there signing CDs. Thank you very much for coming. Tomorrow. We'll do a different song again. You ready? Ready? You can't go to the butcher's first fast.
Welcome, Woody Stewart. You're welcome, Woody Stewart.
There's an aeroplane.
are the rooms in me that have so welcome far. Thank you.